Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. And as we're a few minutes late getting on, but nevertheless, we're on this morning. Thank you for everyone that have tuned in this morning for this broadcast. Thank you, Lord, for loving me so completely. I believe, oh Lord, that my unbelief, my soul hunger and thirst for you this morning, Lord. I long to draw near to you, dear Heavenly Father. Holy Spirit, lead me into the truth and keep my lips from lying. I choose to follow you in all my ways today, dear Heavenly Father. Teach me faith, O God, and grant me hope, dear Heavenly Father. Fill my heart with your compassion, and let no wholesome words proceed from my mouth. Nothing unholy, dear Heavenly Father, or wholesome. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, and thank God. Well, today I was going to do a short program, but the title of our program today is Never Bother About Your Adversary. I know you say, what? Never bother? Well, let's go to Psalm 27, 1 through 3. I had 1 through 2, but it's 1 through 3. And the word of God said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foe came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. And verse 3 said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. And on that note, I'm going to say, have you ever noticed that Satan is not only the first person to question you, but he's also the first person to give you a guilt trip after you've done something wrong? Just think about it. Think of a time when you clearly knew the right thing to do, but as you struggle to make the right decision, you start to hear little voices in your head saying, come on, it's not that big a deal. Stop overthinking it. It's not like it. Is that wrong? I mean, look at everyone else. They're having so much fun. You're missing out. So you go against what you know is right and listen to that little voice in your head. Today we're talking about never bother about your adversary. And as I go on today, you know, in your life you must learn never to give thought and undue consideration to the devil. You know, his little demons and the activity of wicked and unreasonable men that seek to bring you down, they do not count. I want you to understand today something about who you are and your life as a new creation. You know, you are the fulfillment of Scripture. Your daily life is the fulfillment of that which has already been written concerning you. You know, that's the understanding which the psalmist came to his conclusion in Psalm 27, 1 through 3, which I read to you just a while ago. You know, you think that that little boy starts to change its tone. How could you? You are such a hypocrite. Ways to set an example to those who look up to you. And that boy said, I thought you loved the Lord. He is so disappointed in you. You should be ashamed of yourself. You know, this one, Satan going to speak until you know. Satan is a liar. He was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. You'll find that in John 8:44. You know, Satan is the utmost automatist. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. You'll find that in 1 Peter 5:8. You know, you realize there is a constant battle going on in the spiritual realm. You may not be able to see it, but I promise that it is happening with you right now. There is a battle for your mind every single day. It say, think I'm crazy? Turn on the TV for about 5 minutes on the radio and see the trash found in television shows, commercial, radios, commercial. Look at everything happened today on the news. Satan is loving the assistance he's getting from the media. This is one of the major battles of your mind, which will in turn affect your spirit, which will affect your heart. And where are your treasure? There your heart will be also. And you know, he declared, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? In other words, he's my deliverer. He's powerful enough to take care of me. Therefore, who dare to stand against me? That's letting you know God is there. Okay, everything you need. You don't have to bother about your adversary, the devil, when you know you are on the Lord's side. He's actually asking, where is the devil now? God is right there with you, standing by you, standing in front of you, behind you. He's saying, well, where's that adversary now? Where's the devil now? Who's so powerful to declare himself my enemy? Come out against me, and God will against you. And you say, hallelujah, because you know God is present. You know, here's a good part. You know, you have to submit yourself, therefore, to God. And you have to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You'll find that in James 4:7. You know, this don't mean that you resist the devil one time and he will never bother you again. This is something we must constantly do. It may seem, you know, mean to stop watching a certain thing. You know, when you're watching TV, it's so much corrupt stuff on the TV right now, on the radio, in advertisement, you know. It means to stop listening to certain music. You just can't listen to no any kind of music and think God is going to be pleased with that. It may be putting filter even on your internet. As I'm speaking right now, somebody is looking at something that is not worthy ears hearing and seeing. You know, it could mean associating yourself with certain people because they constantly gossip. This list could go on and on. But you have to know that God is your source. On some of my tag words I've been using, as you've been hearing me say, things like light. The Lord is my light. Salvation. And my salvation. Afraid. He's telling you, you don't have to be afraid. He said, whom shall I be afraid of? And when I talk about wicked, here I'm speaking about when the end. Wicked, even my enemies and my foe come upon me to eat up my flesh. They stumble and fail. That's in Psalms 27:1-2. It's in your Bible if you have not tore your pages out. Strength, you know, the Lord is the strength of my life and your life. You got to remember that the Lord is your life and your salvation. You don't have to be afraid of the adversary. He's going to come to you as, it wasn't, but as a roaring lion. But you got to know that you put God first. You don't have to let no in and everything get you down. You know, the first time first time things happen, what do? We let the enemy just start talking to. Just because it didn't work out, your finances is funny. Your job is acting up. You know, it's so many things that's going on right now where the adversary think he has a bill of goods on it, but you got to know. Call up them scriptures you know. I just mentioned and brought on today, the Lord is my light and my salvation. That's one of my favorite scriptures. And I just did a little synopsis on that today to let you know that God is in charge, not the adversary, not the devil. He's trying to, you give him too much ammunition. He's hearing everything you say. So what you got to do, you have to go to speaking in tongues, just talking to God. He can decipher what you're saying, even in your prayers. You know, you give everything over to God because he is your light today. He is your salvation today. You know, then he said, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foe came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. You know, what he's saying is, you know, Jesus says pathetically concerning himself. In the volume of the book, it is written of me, I come to do thy will, O God. You'll find that in Hebrews 10 and 7. You know, which means when Jesus came, he stepped into the prophecy and began to live his life in it, the same that he want us to do. You know, in the same way, anybody that declare himself your enemy or anything that pose itself as your enemy will surely fulfill the scriptures of stumbling and falling. That don't mean you're going to stumble and fall. That means your enemy is going to start stumbling. He's going to start, falling. You got to remember that. That means you don't have to bother about your adversary. Therein is assured. No matter what the enemy is trying to do to you, God is right there. He's got your back. He's got your front though. He's got your back though. He's got you from side to side. So you got to know that you know that he can do nothing without God. God is in total control. He want to make you think. He want to deal with you in your sleep, in your dreams. But you got to let him know. You just got to get up and rebuke that devil, that demon, that adversary. Whatever name we want to give him, we got to rebuke. You know it's not of God. That means you got to let him know. He's got to go. He's got to flee. He has no part. And you know what he really likes to challenge you in is your finance. He likes to challenge all the men and women of God in the finance department. You know about your tithes and offerings. You know what you're supposed to do in the body of Christ. But he'll come, well, you know you don't have enough money to pay your tithe. You don't have enough money for your rent. You can't pay your car note. Or you know you owe so-and-so. You know he know how to come to you and that little boy. And if you're not careful, you will start listening to what he's saying. Well, you know you are sick in your body. You know you have this pain. Why don't you go on to the doctor? You know, I'm just telling you different ways he want to come at. Well, you know so-and-so looking at you funny. They don't like you. You ought to say something. You know, he's trying to get something started. So when you think about it, you know, fear is a dark shadow that envelopes us and ultimately imprison us within ourselves. You know, each of us has been a prisoner of fear at one time or another. You know, fear of rejection, misunderstanding, uncertainty, sickness, or even death. And I just mentioned sickness, how he tried to tell you, you tick with a pain here. Oh, well, you know, you better. And he tried to put in your mind, well, you know you got this. And you know, never bother about your adversary. If you are in Christ Jesus, turn it over to Jesus. When you start hearing all them different little things coming at you, you know, even when you're on the road, somebody's having road rage, they pass you and give you signs because they figure you're going too slow for them in the lane or whatever. Just say a prayer, say, God, keep my car covered with the blood of Jesus. Cover my tires, cover my engine. Cover me. Don't let me even see what's going on, but keep my mind and my eyes focused on you. You know, but we can conquer fear by using the bright, liberating light of the Lord who brings salvation. You know, if we want to dispel the darkness of fear, let us remember with the psalmist that the Lord is my light and my salvation. You know, you got to speak those things that be not as though they were. When things come up against you, don't take that stuff lying down. No, you fight it back with the word of God. That's why we need to have the word in us. That's why we need to have scriptures on the inside of us. So when something come up, you know it's not of God, you can start saying the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And you know, you can start saying, Lord, I have walked in my integrity. I trust also in the Lord. You know, you just got to start speaking those things that be not as though they were, because he's going to try to come to you in all kind of ways. But you got to let him know, that old Satan, that old slew-footed devil, not only get behind me, I'm going to step on you. I'm going to run over you, all your imps and everything else. I'm not going to let you get me down, no matter what you're throwing at me. I know God is able. I know he is my provider. I know him to be a wheel in the middle of a wheel. And I'm going to submit myself to God and not to the enemy. And we know he is always on the prowl, looking for different ways to destroy you. And I encourage you today to continue to be humble and submit yourself to God. The enemy cannot stand someone who calls on the name of the Lord. If you don't believe it, just start calling on the name of Jesus when you're going through something, when something is battling you. Just start calling on Jesus continuously, calling on the Master, and he's going to be at your rescue. Because see, the enemy don't want to hear anything about Jesus. He's going to be trying to get to you, but the more he's trying to throw stuff at you, sending your stuff through the mail, sending your stuff through your computer, on the phone. You don't have to listen to all that garbage, you know. When you think about the Lord is the strength of my life, who shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foe came upon me to eat up my flesh and they stumbled and fell. You know, you think about your life. You must learn never to give thought or undue consideration to the devil. That's what I mean. Don't give no consideration to your adversary. This little demon and the activity of wicked and unreasonable men that seek to bring you down, you see, they don't count at all. I want you to understand something about who and your life. You belong to God. You are in the family of God. You are a new creation. You're the fulfillment of Scripture. You know, your daily life is the fulfillment of that which have already been written concerning you. Don't forget that. That's the understanding with which the psalmist come to this conclusion. He declared, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? In other words, he's my deliverer. He is powerful enough to take care of me. Therefore, who dare to stand against me? He's actually asking. Where is the devil now? Who's so powerful to declare himself your enemy? Come out against me, and God will be against you. You know, when the wicked, even my enemies, my foe, came upon me to eat of my flesh, write it down. It is in the book. It's in your pages if you haven't tore it out. You know, this means when Jesus came, he stepped into the prophecy and began to live his life in it. He didn't do anything the word didn't already declare about him, the same way about us. He came to fulfill that which was already spoken. In the same way, anybody that declare himself your enemy or anything that poses itself as your enemy will surely fulfill the scriptures, as I said earlier, stumbling and falling. And this means you either have to bother, you won't have to even bother about your adversary. Their end is assured. Don't allow yourself to be distracted. You know, the enemy likes to distract us so much, so quick, on any little small things that you least expect. For instance, you're getting ready to go somewhere. You know you just put your car keys by your purse, but you pick up your purse, you're looking all through your purse. You can't find your car key. Or you need that bill you want to pay. You know you had it last night. And you're saying, God, what did I do? You have to tap into the Holy Spirit for the Holy Spirit to bring it back to your memory. Because, see, if the adversary can get in, that means you're going to be charged more because you got to pay late charges and everything. That is not the working of God. That's what I'm trying to tell you, a little bit of simple things. It don't have to be big old things. It can be little small things that he tried to come, even for this show. I was trying to make it here. I had an appointment, time enough for the show. He tried to maneuver every kind of way to keep me to being delayed on getting the show. I was 5 minutes, but I'm showing you how the adversary. But see, I know my God, and he already knew what I was going to talk about today. Never bother about your adversity and your adversary. Because, see, I wasn't worried about him today, him, her, whatever it was. I said, okay, God, I'm going to do this show today. One way or the other, this show is going to come about. I will not let the adversary take control of my thoughts, my mind, the word of God that I have, the scriptures and the word of God. No, he's got to flee because I'm going to continuously call on the name of Jesus. And if you start calling on Jesus today, I'm assured that he is right there at your rescue. He will break every distraction from you. Keep your focus on him. He surely, you know, just keep saying like that song, I need just a little more Jesus. I need just a little more Jesus. And when you keep saying that, you know that adversary has got to flee. And as I'm speaking to that, I think I'll play that just for a few moments, that I need a little more Jesus. Because the more I'm talking about Jesus, the more I'm singing about Jesus, the more I'm reading about Jesus, the more I'm speaking about Jesus, that old slew-footed devil has got to flee. Now, there you go. Ooh, I need. Yes, ma'am. I was trying to ask them on my phone. Okay. Where you at? Where you at? You head to the doctor? What? Okay, you okay?
I need just a little more Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See what I mean? I need just a little more Jesus. So you need Jesus every day, every minute, every second, every hour of the day. See that when those things come up against you, just pull out that song. Remember the words. Write them down. If not that song with the words, get you a song that you can sing. And let the adversary know he's not coming between you and Jesus. You know, evil and suffering, even in Psalm 27, talking about evil and suffering, endure it. You know, fear causes as much distress as actual pain when you start having fear. Move that fear. Even the suffering need not fear. If hope is placed fully in God, confidence in God, present is the basic weapon against fear. And you know, that's one thing that the enemy try to do. He try to press put upon us. No matter what situation you're going through, what you done heard, good news, bad news, you know, he always have a way of trying to work himself into something. But we got to let him know. We need a little more Jesus. If we begin to feel weak along the way, you call on the name of Jesus because he's right there. Call on your angels. They're right there encamped around you. They're waiting to get employed. They're just sitting there waiting to get some work. I say, God, I need my angels. I need. He's going to start dispatching your angels. You're going to have them all around, and you can just keep saying, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm praising God's name. I'm calling on the name of Jesus because he's my God. He's my God. You know, we can petition God for mercy and protection because we have confidence in him and are willing to learn from him. Confidence give us patience to wait for God's timing and not demand immediate response to our petition. But when you call on the name of Jesus, when you start calling Jesus, he said, that's my child down there. That's my son. That's my daughter. They need me. Let me go to their rescue. Because they're leaning and depending on me. I'm their provider. And they know they're going to give anything that they need because they belong to me. They are in the family of God. So today, never bother about your adversary, the old slew-footed devil, because he's going to come to you. He's going to try to throw the kitchen sink, the house, the everything at you. But you got to know that you're standing on the word of God no matter what come, what go. Don't let it get you down. Don't let it just turn you upside down and say, oh, I don't know, wringing your hand, shaking your head. Say, God, for God I live and for God I'll die. God, I'm leaning and depending on you. You got my back, dear Heavenly Father. Everything you say that I have and I want, all I got to do is call on you. And everything else has got to cease. That means, and when that sleuth of the devil come around, you just start calling on the name of Jesus, no matter what the situation look like. If you got a relationship, true relationship with God, it's nothing your Father won't do for you. So again, the tags that I used today in my broadcast was light, salvation, afraid, wicked, strength. That's what we need. We need strength from God. We can't do nothing without him. We need the light to shine on us. And he will shine the light on you like never before. And when you look up that slew-footed little old demon and all these little imps, it's gone on down the road. Just say, jump overboard, jump in the swine pit, whatever. But you're going to leave me today. You're going to leave my family alone. My family is covered with the blood of Jesus. My home is covered, my car. Start anointing your home, anointing your car, anointing your children, anointing your family member. Because God is good all the time. I'm a living witness. Just finished the grand opening on last Saturday. And I mean, he wanted to make it look so bleak, but I mean, people started coming in from the first one to the last one to the first one. I just give God praise. That was so happy, just didn't know how to believe it. She just collapsed under the excitement to know that she could get everything she saw and be given to her free. She didn't need no money. All she did was just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Then a 98-year-old lady came in. I'm just giving testimony about how God will come into a situation when somebody want to give up. A 98-year-old lady came in, just blessed our soul, I mean, blessed, went the day before and renewed her driver's license at 98 years old, helping her daughter still cut grass, still getting around at 98 years old. You know God is a good God, so never bother about your adversary, because Jesus is on the main line. Just tell him what you want. He's right there beckoning at your every beckoning call. So today, that is the conclusion of our show today. I only did it for 45 minutes today. Never bother about your adversary, the devil. Because if you ain't God and God is in you, when he come, he's got to flee. Just start calling on the name of Jesus. And until next week, I want everyone to be blessed. I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until the broadcast, God is good all the time. Just need a little bit more Jesus. And just keep saying that over and over and over, calling on the name of Jesus. And all his imps has got to go out of your life, out of your job, out of your prayer life, out of your children, husbands, your finances, just everything that God have given you. The enemy cannot fool with it. When God give it to you, he's got to flee. So thank you for coming on today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In area code 918, when you have time, give me a call. I love you. Love you, love you, love you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Bye-bye.